Welcome to the For Love and Money podcast, the show where business and social purpose meet to inspire a movement for positive change. Here's your host, Carolyn Butler Madden.
Our guest today is someone I had the great pleasure of working with alongside her team as they developed a new purpose-led brand that was a business unit within one of Australia's largest telcos. Kelly Beater is our guest on this episode of the For Love and Money podcast. Kelly is head of Felix Mobile, a brand that describes themselves as passionate about enabling a seamless telco experience for our customers while driving a positive impact for our planet through our partners like One Tree Planted. Felix Mobile's mission is to inspire a better mobile industry, one that's great for people and cares for our planet. They are part of TPG Telecom, one of Australia's biggest telecommunication companies. Now, one of the interesting things about this brand is that they exist as a siloed business unit within the larger TPG Telecom organisation. This represents a really interesting model on how large organisations might start navigating their way to balancing profit with purpose by starting with a small business unit within, which helps build confidence in a profit through purpose model. They didn't set out to do that by intention. In fact, Felix initially was not intended to be a purpose-led business or brand, but I will let that story unfold through this podcast interview. So Kelly shares the journey so far with Felix, and she highlights the power of a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, which for them was to plant 1 million trees, a goal they have just achieved. There is so much gold in this episode. Please make sure you listen all the way to where Kelly talks about her love of what she does and her pride in what she and the Felix team are doing. I hope you enjoy it. Kelly, welcome to the For Love and Money podcast. I'm so excited to have you on today.
I am so excited to be here, Carolyn. It's been something I've been looking forward to for a long time now. So thank you for having me.
You and me both. You and me both. So before we get into all things Felix and learning a little bit more about you, I want to kick off by asking you what your view is on whether there is a role for love in business.
I love that question, Carolyn. Thank you. I absolutely think there is a role for love and passion in business. I think it's absolutely critical to the success of business. If you've got your stakeholders loving your brand and your business and are passionate about it, then you're going to get so much more out of everyone. I mean, obviously, it's really important that your customers love what you do. If your customers love your business and love your brand, then there's so many amazing benefits, not just referrals, advocacy, word of mouth, and obviously having happy customers is the complete goal of business in the first place. But I think love is important for other stakeholders as well. So the partners, your vendors, your suppliers, all of those people, if they love and believe in what you do as a business, then you are going to be getting so much more out of every single person that you work with. So love is the cornerstone of being successful, I think, in business.
That's amazing. And I'm eager to get into how that's playing out through the Felix business in terms of that, you know, all those stakeholders and getting your perspective on the difference between what you're experiencing now through Felix and perhaps what you have experienced in the past. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, right? So first, I would love you to share, Kelly, if you will, a brief history of you and how you came to be head of Felix.
Yeah, I would love to share that. I've gone through an interesting journey. It's taken me a while to get to where I am and in a position of in a role that I absolutely love. I started actually out doing a commerce law degree. So I was really interested in law. I was interested in business. So I guess from a business point of view, I had those foundations. So I did a business degree and a law degree, and I actually went into investment banking. So for the first part of my career, I was an investment banker,
which is really
what I'm doing today. But for me, it was a great experience. And really, there are two important things that I learned in and I achieved in banking. So importantly, I got the experience in terms of the financial side of a business and the commercials of a business. So that's obviously a very critical foundation to be able to build a business from scratch. And then the other opportunity I got in investment banking was I got the opportunity to travel the world. So I lived in London, I lived in New York, but just from a financial point of view, it gave me the opportunity to travel. And I think for me, the traveling and understanding culture, understanding people, and really getting that experience also provides a really strong foundation to be able to understand your customer and build your business. So that was the first part of my career, banking and strategy and consulting. And then when I moved back to Australia, I joined Vodafone, who is now TPG. And I've had, I guess that's kind of the second part of my career, where I've had this amazing experience to really get lots of different sort of knowledge around sales and marketing and how a business runs through my role as chief of staff for Iñaki, who is the CEO of TPG. So I had that opportunity. And then because I was chief of staff for Iñaki, he was the one that actually asked me to build this digital only sub brand for Vodafone. So through that opportunity, this is, you know, how I fell into Felix. So Iñaki did ask me to build that, to build the brand, and here I am now running it, which is awesome.
That's such an interesting background. I didn't know about that, you know, that you started studying a law degree and all of your travels. And it's such a rich background to bring you to this place now. Now, I noticed you said, you know, Iñaki asked you to start a digital business, and we did, we interviewed, it was right at the beginning of the podcast, Paul Tierney, who spoke to us about Felix a bit, but some of our listeners might not have heard that episode. So I'd love you to share Felix is a digital brand. So perhaps start with what is Felix, but I'd love you to explain to our listeners how Felix came to be a purpose-led brand.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So we're a mobile provider. So we provide one SIM-only mobile plan. We're digital only. So you sign up all via our app, which has been designed and is beautiful and is a super exceptionally easy experience. And we have one plan, which is unlimited data, talk and text for $35 a month. But on top of that, obviously, we're really purpose-led, and we have a very important focus on the environment. So your plan is $35 a month. For every month you're with us, you get one tree. And our goal is to plant 1 million trees, and we will obviously talk about that later on. But getting on to how we came from, I guess, the request of create a digital-only sub-brand to Felix. And it is an interesting story, and I learned a lot when we went through this journey. So Iñaki asked us to create this digital-only sub-brand, and what a great challenge. It's a highly competitive market. There is many, many low-cost brands out there, and I felt for this brand to be successful, it needed to be more than just digital only. So that wasn't enough really to be able to cut through and make it successful. So for me, cornerstone of success is around listening to your customers. And we actually created Felix with our customers. So we had a number of co-creation sessions where we really wanted to understand what were problems that customers needed us to solve, and what were their customer values, and what was important to customers. And through those sessions, we learned a lot of different things, but two key insights. One was a telco insight, which was telcos are so complicated. They feel like they're intentionally complicated. They're complex.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes, and it is. And I still look at our competitors today, and I think, gosh, it is so complicated, with whether it's the plans, whether it's the promotions, whether it's the sign up process. It is complicated. So that was one key insight. And then the other was more of a human insight. And the people we spoke to really felt strongly about us, about brands that stood for more than just profitability. So having a broader purpose that aligned with their values was very, very important. And speaking to customers, they wanted that purpose to be something that was associated with what you did as a brand and was also positive. They wanted a positive purpose. And so for us, we did think about what was the right approach for Felix as a telco. And we know that the mobile network uses a significant amount of energy. So we actually are one of the higher carbon emitters of all industries. So climate was a big issue and is inextricably linked to what we do. So there was a clear connection for us to do something that had a positive environmental impact. And then what we heard from customers is that they also wanted it to be a positive and tangible impact that they really understood. So we wanted to go above and beyond being carbon neutral. So we were the first telco to be 100% powered by renewable electricity. But we also wanted to be able to enable our customers to know they've had a positive, measurable and tangible impact. So that's why we came up with the idea of trees and one tree per month for every month you're with us. So customers in the app can go in and they can actually see their impact, so how many trees they've planted, as well as the whole Felix community impact. So that's sort of how we got to the one tree per month per customer, and that's how we got to Felix. So we work really closely with our customers, and we're really proud of being a company where we put our customer first, but also the planet first.
Yeah, brilliant. I want to go back to something you talked about, because you mentioned that the telco industry is one of the highest carbon emitters, and I think that will come as a surprise to a lot of people. I know it did to me when you told me that, and you just don't think about it with your phones, but when you actually start thinking about it, you go, yeah, okay, of course.
I really wasn't, you know, super aware of that either until we started doing a bit of digging and trying really to understand what was the impact. And there's obviously, when you do your carbon emissions, there's scope 1, 2, and 3. And there's, you know, you need to think beyond even your mobile network. You need to think about the data centers of, say, your performance paid social. So Facebook data centers will be part of our carbon emissions because we use them to advertise. So there's a much broader impact, but specifically for the mobile network, the amount of electricity that is used is huge. And I think people are more aware today than they were even 3 years ago before Felix was launched. And I think the great thing about it is the big telcos are wanting to do something about it now, which is fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. And maybe, you know, you have had a part in actually getting them to think like that. But what I find really interesting, apart from knowing that itself, is that through Felix, you've gone right to the center of it. So rather than shying away from it, you've actually said, okay, we're going to tell customers about this, which is so unusual for a brand to do.
I think that was part of Felix as well. We wanted to be different. We wanted to be transparent for our customers. And we have three values. So we've got our first value is radical simplicity. Our second is be good to the planet. And our third is just do the right thing. And do the right thing might sound like a simple value, but sometimes it is difficult because you've got those competing tensions between, you know, what is the right thing and what is the maybe the right thing from a profitability point of view. And for us, do the right thing means transparency. So it means making sure customers are fully aware of what our impact is. And then, you know, obviously working with our customers to minimize that impact.
And though, I mean, those values are really powerful, and they must, for you and for your team, be such strong guiding lights for how you do business and how you behave. Perhaps you can, for our listeners, sort of cap those values with what is the mission of the business? What is the purpose of Felix?
The purpose of Felix. So we were created to push the boundaries of what a mobile service can offer by listening to our customers and acting on their behalf. And we want to do this by putting out the customer first and by putting the planet first. So that really is the core of what we're doing. We want to listen to the customers and act on their behalf and do the right thing for our customers and do the right thing for the planet.
Which sounds so simple, but you're in an industry which, you know, there's such a web, right? You've got to break out of such entrenched behaviour to be able to deliver on that.
I think so. But I think if you stick to your values, then it's actually easier than you might think it will be. So one recent example I can give you is we sell SIMs, SIM-only plans, and we've got a SIM, if you order a physical SIM, we have a SIM that's sent out to you. And previously those SIMs have always been plastic. So it's only a small piece of plastic. We've tried to minimise it. We've done everything we can to reduce the waste. But at the end of last year, there was one of the SIM providers produced what was called an eco-SIM. So it's 100% recycled from PVC. And that eco-SIM obviously is awesome from an environmental point of view. But of course, the eco-SIM costs more. So but it wasn't even a decision for us. Do the right thing by the planet is one of our core values. So despite the fact that it was going to cost more, we didn't even have a discussion on it. We just said, yeah, absolutely, we're going to do the eco-SIM and that's it, because it is part of the business. Everything we do is framed by those values and that mission. So it kind of makes it easier by having clear values, and you don't need to have a big discussion on that sort of decision.
That's brilliant. I love that story. So you've just reached a huge milestone in the business.
Yes, we have.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes, of course. So when we first started working with you, actually, we realised that we wanted to have a big, hairy, audacious goal around tree planting. So that big, hairy, audacious goal we decided on was to plant 1 million trees on behalf of our customers. And certainly at the time, I felt like that was certainly big, certainly hairy, and certainly audacious. I'm obviously pleased to announce that on behalf of our customers, we officially planted the millionth tree last week, which is very exciting.
Woohoo! That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. It is, you know, I just can't believe we have actually got to this point, but we are, and, you know, we wouldn't have got here without obviously our customer support. And obviously the support of our tree planting partner, One Tree Planted, who is a non-profit organisation who help us select and plant certain projects. So we're super excited, and trees are really an important part of the Felix story. So as I mentioned, we plant one tree per customer per month. And as mentioned, we decided trees because it was measurable, it was positive and tangible. And we really just listened to our customers. And the great thing is that was a decision we made before we launched Felix. But if we look at all of the customer feedback, all of the verbatim, all of the reviews, the surveys that we do, you know, it's an overwhelming positive response from our customers around the tree planting. And, you know, quite simply, they love it, which is exactly what we want. So very, very excited to have reached that milestone. And we've supported some amazing projects throughout the million trees. So we've supported 12 different projects in Australia and throughout the world. And we select them based on environmental benefits. So obviously there are a lot of environmental benefits for trees. For example, they act as a carbon sink. So they take the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, reducing climate change. But beyond that, which I guess that's the obvious positive impact, there's biodiversity impacts. So there's a lot of restoration of habitat, and we've been involved in some amazing projects both in Australia and overseas. So in Australia, last year we were involved in a project in WA which restored the habitat of a lot of native species, but particularly the endangered Carnarvon's black cockatoo. And then our most recent project, which is the project that got us to a million trees, is a koala project in northern New South Wales, which is restoring the koala habitat around the Byron Bay area and creating a koala corridor, because obviously koalas are now endangered.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I know. it is amazing. And we've done other projects. We've done in Uganda, we've done chimpanzee project to restore the habitat there. So the biodiversity benefits are also incredible. And then finally, the community benefits. So some of the projects that we choose have amazing community benefits. So I guess beyond the environment. And probably one of my favorite projects that we have been involved in is one in Bhutan, which it was called Fruits of the Forest Project. And in areas of high poverty in Bhutan, we planted fruit and nut trees for the community to help with food security. So that was amazing. And wow. We actually get our customers to vote on the projects. So in Australia, it's a little bit more challenging because some of the projects are harder to find, but overseas we get the overseas projects we invest in, the customers will vote. And our customers most recently voted for a project in Guatemala, which is also a similar project. So around food security for communities in Guatemala, we're planting fruit trees there. So there's lots of awesome benefits. And I think that's one of the reasons why our customers really love it, because it's not just a number that we're aiming for. It's, you know, they see the benefits of, from an environmental point of view, from a biodiversity point of view, and a community point of view.
That's brilliant. And they're invested. I mean, I noticed you say very explicitly that you planted 1 million trees on behalf of your customers. Like, you see this as a collaborative effort with your customers, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, every tree we plant is because a customer has switched to Felix and is with us. So every tree we plant is on behalf of our customers. So these million trees are trees because of our customers and the customer community. So it's not us, it's all of the people that have supported Felix by switching across to us.
So let's dive into that a little bit. In terms of your customers, I mean, you've got two key benefits that you're offering, the digital only business, you know, the simplicity of that, and then the environmental impact and all the flow-on benefits of that. Is there a skew to either one of those, or is it a combined? What attracts your people? Who are they?
That's a really good question. You know, when we launched Felix, I just wanted everyone to be only attracted by our environmental benefits and our purpose. But the reality is that we're pretty much an essential service. We're almost like a utility. So understanding the value is really, really important. So we, when people sign up, we have a survey at the post signing up, and we ask them, what is the main reason that you signed up? And the majority of people say their main reason is value. So $35 a month for unlimited mobile data is obviously a really excellent deal and provides great value and is very affordable for people. And then there are definitely a portion of people that sign up for the environmental benefits, but it's certainly not the majority. So when we first did that survey, it was just so hard for me to look at those results and really think, oh, it's just the value that they're signing up for, that's the main reason. But then 3 months later, we do another 45-day survey to understand, you know, how customers are going and what's driving their customer satisfaction. And in that survey, it is amazing because it totally flips around. So in that survey, the main reason that customers stay and the main driver of customer satisfaction is in fact the environmental benefits. So, and then the second is the app, and the third is the value. So it really kind of switches around. So what I feel is that when people switch across to a utility style service, they really are focusing on what's in it for me, which is, what is that service? Am I going to get service? Am I going to get coverage? Am I going to get value? And we do hear, oh, I love the fact that you're also the environment, you're doing something good for the environment, but that's definitely not the main reason. But then once we, I guess, have the opportunity to engage with our customers more, explain why we're doing it, and the benefits of what we're doing, then that's where we kind of flip it around, which is nice.
Okay. I'm really excited by what you've just shared, Kelly, because this is brilliant, right? Because I get where you were coming from. You were a bit disappointed that purpose wasn't the thing that attracted them. But if you think about it, the role that Felix is playing in actually building more awareness and educating people and getting them invested in environmental issues, it means that you're playing a role as an activist.
Well, it is. I think it is important, though, because there is a role here around education, and that's what we try and educate and inspire. So we want to educate because there's a lot of people that don't understand the impact that we have as an industry, and also they might not understand the impact of trees, the impact of all of these other things that we're doing, and then obviously we want to inspire other businesses to do similar things, which really, you know, it's a really exciting role, and we're only a small company, but we've got big ambitions to, you know, sort of change the world. But
yes, to change the world, yes. And this is it, right? It is like change has to start with the people who want to change, but it there's a ripple effect in it. And I think that the role that Felix is playing in capturing people based on value, but then actually, you know, getting them invested in something more than that. And then the knock-on effect of that, that you probably don't see, but how it impacts their choices with other brands and things like that is the bit that gets me excited, because you're converting people to the cause.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does feel like that when you do look at the surveys and the results and our customer feedback. It really is, you understand that they're switching because they really want a great value, affordable plan, so it's what's in it for me. And then when you get them to understand and you educate, and look, obviously there will be customers out there that don't need that education side of it.
Yeah, of course.
You engage them as well. So you engage them in terms of voting for the tree project. So it's, you're not just talking, you're listening as well. So it's a two-way conversation.
That's brilliant. That is so good. Now, let's go back to the 1 million target. I can't remember. Did you put a time limit on it? Did you give yourself a target date?
We did. We put a time limit on it, and it was, we didn't quite hit it. It was the end of last year. So we were close, but not quite there.
That is close enough, because I remember when we talked about it and it was like, oh my God, that's huge. But we talked about the power of a huge, ambitious goal.
Yes.
And what it does, you know, it forces you to start thinking differently.
And how can you hit that goal as well? So, you know, what are the other things that we can do to hit that goal? So, for example, we try and incorporate trees into, you know, potentially promotions that we do. If we go to certain events, when we launched eSIM, we wanted to launch it with a bang. So if you signed up with eSIM, then you would get 5 extra trees, just to explain also that connection. So we launched eSIM, which is like a digital SIM, back in January last year. And obviously there's a lot of benefits from an environmental point of view for eSIM, because you don't need to ship out packaging, so you've got a reduction in your waste, but you've also got a reduction in your carbon footprint because of the distribution emissions. So we really wanted to sort of connect that for people as well. So when they signed up with eSIM, you know, yes, it's a better, easier customer experience, but also you're having a better impact. You're having a more positive impact on the planet. So we tried to use the trees to also connect the dots for our customers as well. So we definitely, you know, use it in different ways. And there's something that I can't announce, unfortunately, on the podcast yet, but some big things are coming in terms of other ways our customers will be able to have a positive impact on the planet in a couple of months, which I'll share with you as soon as I can.
Well, we'll include in the show notes a link to wherever the announcement is, so listeners can go in and find it directly for themselves. And I'm really intrigued now. I can't wait to hear about it.
Enjoying the podcast? If you're looking for more inspiration, head to our website, thecauseeffect.com.au, for more resources on how you can start using your business as a force for good. Or buy the For Love and Money book. Every copy sold allows us to protect 1 square metre of rainforest. Help us save 10,000 square metres by 2025.
Now, earlier in our chat, you talked about, you know, the role of love in business, and you talked about wider stakeholders and the passion and love they have for the brand. And you talked about employees, partners, vendors. I'd love you to just go a little bit deeper on that and talk about, you know, are there any stories you can share around any of those stakeholders?
I would say they're probably the team, so the Felix team, so I guess the employees and and the engagement we've got and the team that we've built would be one key example. And I'm not sure I've got a specific story about a specific person, but I think every single person that joined the Felix team, I believe I'm the only person that's come from TPG and everyone else joined Felix for Felix. So not the TPG. So they joined because they're passionate about what we're doing. And we are a really, really lean team, but we get a lot done because we're so passionate about what we're doing. We love what we're achieving, both from a customer point of view and a planet point of view. And we've really just been able to attract the best of the best. That has meant that we can keep kicking goals, even though we don't have a massive team to do it. So for me, that is absolutely one of the benefits of having a business that cares about something more than profitability, because you actually attract awesome, talented people that love what they do and are motivated to be able to advocate for our customers and for the environment. From a vendor point of view, I think we used to have a performance media agency and we decided to come in-house. And so we work directly with all of the, paid media outlets. And it has been such a great experience working with more because they believe in what we're doing as well. So there's any opportunity that we can get with them, they kind of go above and beyond to help us get that opportunity with our different platforms, like our care platform. We get to be on the beta trials because we've built such a good relationship and each of those vendors believes in the business and wants us to succeed. So it really is great. We, for example, Finder obviously is one of the comparison websites that we're on, and they really have put a lot in trying to help us be successful. And they've got green awards. So last year we won the Finder Green Award for mobile service provider. And actually next Thursday, the green awards are on again. So we're a finalist again for this year. But the support that we get, having people that really want you to succeed because of what you're doing, just, probably makes it easy to work with them, but also gives you other opportunities as well.
And is that at an individual level, like just at the personal level of the person you're dealing with, or does it extend to the organisation? I can imagine it really starting with the individual.
I think it's both. So it's definitely at the individual level. I think the individuals genuinely love the business and what we're doing. But when we select the people we work with, obviously what their values are, we make sure we align with their values. So we generally work only with businesses that have some sort of sustainability agenda already. So it's kind of a hygiene factor that the business is going to be supportive of our values, but then at a personal level, I think at the personal level, it's there's a greater impact.
Yeah, people do business with people, and you know, we've talked about this a lot, that people make decisions emotionally and then they justify them rationally. And yes, you mentioned several times they love the business, they love what we're doing. It's the love piece, right?
Yeah,
because definitely. Of what you're doing and what you stand for.
Yeah, no, it absolutely, especially with the vendors that we work with, but you're right, it's people. It's all about people and understanding what drives everyone. And this isn't, you know, the fact that we have similar values obviously helps you build those relationships.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So what other successes have you had? You've talked about the 1 million trees. You've talked about the Finder Award. I know you've had some other successes. Can you share them with us?
Yeah, of course. So obviously, despite profit not being the focus, you know, building our customer base is really, really important because the more customers we have, the more trees we plant, the greater impact we can have. So from a customer point of view, we've also grown really quickly. So fortunately, I can't disclose to you the customer numbers, but just to give you an idea, last year we grew our customer base by 150%. So we're like over doubling our customer base each year. So from a customer growth point of view, it's been incredible. I think for me, obviously talking to your customers and listening to your customers and, you know, the customer feedback is another huge success. So we've got an NPS that is above average for the industry. We have lots of positive reviews. So looking at all the verbatim, the product review site, which is the site where most customers have left their reviews, where we've got 4.5 out of 5 stars, and we've won the product review mobile provider award twice.
Fantastic. Which is amazing,
which is awesome, obviously. And then the other thing that I love about, I guess, the business and what I feel is, you know, a cornerstone of success is around advocacy. So if we've got customers that love the brand, they're going to talk about the brand and they're going to refer the brand. And I think, you know, the goal is to get your customers to love your brand. And, you know, last week, I think we had about 18% of our total orders were through referrals, which is...
That's amazing. How does that compare with the average, industry average? Do you know?
I'm not sure the industry average. Right now, there isn't a refer-a-friend program at any of the other brands within TPG. So I don't know what the average is, but it's but for us, we think, you know, 20% refer a friend for our orders is, you know, we're super proud of that. And then I think the other thing that just relating to advocacy is when we do that post-sign-up survey, we ask, how did you find out about Felix? And sort of between a third and 40% of people in that survey usually say through word of mouth. So people hear about us through their friends and family talking about Felix, which obviously is, you know, something that the team should be really proud of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to pick up something you said. You said something about profitability and that not being part of it. Profitability is key. You know, this is the For Love and Money podcast, right? And I know it has to be key in your world.
It is key, but the way you do it is you connect it together. So it's inextricably linked. So,
yes.
So the more customers we have, I guess the greater profitability we have, but then the greater impact we can have. So for me, it's not either or, it's they work together.
And you've got to balance them.
Yes. And you have to, you do have to balance them. But I think at the same time, if you are really passionate about your purpose and you are, and that's the core of what you do, then it's almost like profitability will come because you're focusing on your customer, you're focusing on something that your customer cares about, and you're engaging your customers, and then that leads to referrals, advocacy. It leads to people staying with you as well. So just, you know, in terms of our retention rate, we certainly keep a greater above average number of people than we would compared to the sort of normal telco benchmarks. So there's, you know, it's not just about acquisition, it's about keeping your customers and getting them to talk to their friends and family about Felix and then refer their friends and family. And that, you know, that ultimately then drives customer growth and profitability.
And trust as well. I mean, all people want is to buy brands and, you know, support businesses that look after them, the community and the planet, and that they can trust, you know, are doing the right thing.
And I think that's key. I think trust and credibility is absolutely critical. And that's probably one of the challenges we've had actually as Felix, because we are digital only. And so customers only see us in the digital, from a digital point of view, and we are awesome value. So the problem we have sometimes is around the credibility piece. So that's why it's really important that we build that credibility by partnering with credible brands. So, you know, we partner with One Tree Planted, which is a non-for-profit organization that helps us plant the trees. We partner with South Pole, who helps us get our climate active certification for being carbon neutral. We've partnered with 1% for the Planet.
Yeah, well, I saw that. Fantastic.
So, Mobile Muster for our recycling program. So working with reputable brands that people recognize is really important in building that credibility and trust, obviously.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you talked about when you talk about that balance with profit and purpose, the story you shared about the eSIM card and the fact that it was going to cost a bit more, but it wasn't even an issue. You had to be true to your purpose and your values. And you took that hit of the extra cost, but it is the long-term profitability, isn't it? It's rather than going for the short-term quarterly hits. It's about playing the long game.
And it's about doing the right thing as well. So doing the right thing and being caught, you know, being true to what we believe is really, really important.
So for you personally, Kelly, what difference has it made working for a business unit driven by a higher purpose?
That's a good question, considering I came from investment banking. So I've done a full turn. I think for me, obviously, it's extremely motivating. This genuinely is my most loved role I've had in my whole life. I love what I do. I love getting up on a Monday morning and can't wait to get into it, see what we can achieve today. So, you know, my pure, I guess, my work satisfaction is higher than it's ever been. But I think, as I sort of touched on, working for Felix has attracted some awesome people. So it's the team as well. So working with just the most brilliant group of people I've ever worked with before is also hugely motivating and fun, and we love what we're doing. So we enjoy going to work every day. We enjoy making a difference, and I think obviously making a difference is an important phrase, because we're motivated and we love what we do because we know we're making a difference. And I think the other thing is I'm proud of what I do. I talk to my friends and family about it all the time. I'm sure that they can tell you the number of times I talk about Felix. I am so proud of what we've built and what we've achieved. And I'm also so proud to talk to my children about it. So I've got a 5-year-old daughter, Sophia, and a 3-year-old son, Hugo. And I'm so proud of explaining to them what mum does when she goes to work and what business she works for and why she's doing what she's doing. So it's motivating. You know, there's a huge amount of satisfaction, personal satisfaction, but it's also great to be able to, you know, really, truly speak passionately about what you do to your friends and family and also, of course, to your kids.
That is so beautiful. I'm sure our listeners will really lean into that. I love how you phrased it as it's your most loved role and you love what you do. Let me try this on you for a second, because I talk about this a lot with my work. And, you know, my background was the agency world of marketing and I did the pivot. And I talk about how in my 30-year career in the agency world, I loved what I did. I loved the skills that I got to use. But, you know, in later years, I had this disconnect. And today, I'm doing what I love and there's a difference. You know, loving what you do is different to doing what you love. And the way you've spoken about it here, doing what you love is knowing that the value you're bringing into the world has real value.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's the difference.
I absolutely agree with you. It adds value. It's driving true value and you are making a difference. And I agree with you. I didn't not love what I did in banking. I enjoyed the finance. I enjoyed the numbers. I enjoyed the exact science of what it was. And I was also good at it as well, right? So, you know, that helps you enjoy it. But it's a totally different feeling. It's an emotional, not a rational, in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Felix is part of TPG Telecom, one of the big three telcos. What I'd love you to share is a couple of things. First of all, you know, how does it work having that business unit within a bigger corporate? Do they give you the freedom to make those choices? Are there some pressures that you have to, are there challenges that you have to deal with? Because I think it's such an interesting model for how corporates can potentially test the waters, learn, and be influenced by that smaller business unit.
I think it is a really interesting dynamic. So obviously we're in a much part of a huge corporation that has multiple brands. For me, it's been great because Iñaki, who is the CEO of TPG Telecom, it's kind of his baby as well. He was the one that wanted this brand to be launched, so he's been supportive all the way. So we've always had the support, I guess, of the exec team, which has made it which has been extremely useful, but we've definitely operated in a silo. So we've been given the autonomy to make the decision. So we really operate completely separately to all of the other brands. And then from an investment point of view, we do obviously seek investment from TPG, but probably it is more streamlined than if we were just a startup. So in a way, there's benefits of being within the larger corporation. But in terms of decision-making, in terms of the support we've got, it's been fantastic, really. We've worked in a silo, but when we need support, you know, we ask the larger organisation for that support. And you know, of course, we go through rigorous due diligence to make sure these are the right decisions, but that's what any business would be doing anyway, right? So we work like that. I think for me, the exciting part about it being part of the bigger business is that we can influence them as well. So before Felix started, there was no sustainability team and there was no targets from a sustainability point of view. And, you know, fast forward 3 years on, they actually have a sustainability team with a sustainability agenda and a sustainability goals, of which one of those goals is to be 100% powered by renewable electricity by 2025 for the Australian operations for TPG. So I feel that it is an interesting model because we're able to do what we want to do, make a difference in terms of Felix, but we've also got the ability to influence, I guess, the larger umbrella corporation as well. And once you get, I guess, the exec team on board and the decision makers on board, I suppose it just paves the way for the rest of the organisation.
Absolutely. And I find this fascinating because I think it'll be really interesting to see over time as you grow and as you become more successful, which I have no doubt you will, how that influence plays out. Because already it will be noticed by others. Already they'll be taking learnings from it. But even within the organisation, I wonder if there's a bit of FOMO from some of the other people, like looking in at Felix and thinking they want to be a part of it.
It is nice because we invite people to be part of it. So last year we did a tree planting day. We try and do them as regularly as possible for our team, but we always invite the broader TPG stakeholders that we work with in the business. So we want the TPG, you know, people that work within TPG to be really proud of Felix as well and feel like they're part of the journey. So it's not just the Felix team, it's everyone within TPG that, you know, is really proud of what Felix is doing and what we stand for. So, and we definitely get them involved as much as possible.
Brilliant, brilliant. So what's next for Felix? 1 million trees down?
Well, 1 million trees down and 1 million to go, Carolyn.
Woohoo!
We're really excited to announce that we have committed to planting another 1 million trees by the end of next year. So,
wow, fantastic!
Yeah, so another big, hairy, audacious goal in a quite an ambitious timeline. So we'll be obviously working with our customers and planting those trees on their behalf and selecting the projects. With one tree planted. So really looking forward to that. And there is a lot of other awesome things happening this year, which I can't talk about, but I look forward to being able to maybe post it later down the track in the chat. But there's lots of great things that we're doing. We want to really focus on going above and beyond. So trees is just the first step. There's a lot of other opportunities that we want to do, and also work with other awesome brands as well to inspire other brands to sort of come along the journey with us.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more about it, and I absolutely love the Felix story. I love the way, Kelly, you are leading the Felix team, and you know how they are showing up. It's amazing. So I guess last word to you is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
The only thing I would share is I just want to say thank you to you, actually, because I don't know if the listeners know, but at the beginning of Felix, before Felix started, Caroline was really, really important. We had listened to our customers, we had those insights, and we just needed to have an expert to help us distill it down and bring it to life for our customers. So if it wasn't for you, we may not be where we are today. So just a big thank you for all your help and your support on this journey, because it's just been a pleasure to work with you and get to know you and be inspired by all of the other brands that you've worked with.
The feeling is entirely mutual, and I will continue to watch your successes and celebrate them and support you along the way. Thank you, Kelly, for taking time out. I know you're really busy. Thank you for taking time out to share the Felix story with our listeners. And yeah, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the For Love and Money podcast. If you'd like to take a deeper dive into the purpose movement, visit us at thecauseeffect.com.au. And remember, doing good is good for business. So if you're not doing good, then what are you doing?